Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Trump indicted.
They are going to fight this at every turn.
Arraignment due next week.
Donald Trump will have to come to court and be processed.
Supporters outraged.
They don't want the man to even make it to Election Day.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's never happened before in American history. A former president of the United States indicted on criminal charges. It's happened now in New York in the hush money case, and Donald Trump, who's now a candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is expected to turn himself in next Tuesday. CBS's Robert Costa says the indictment, still sealed with charges yet to be revealed, has kicked up GOP anger.
They're trying to destroy Donald Trump because they fear him at the ballot box.
Republicans rushed to the former president's defense from his son, Eric.
My father's only crime was winning the 2016 election.
To Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who called the indictment un-American and said his state would not help extradite Trump.
I think this is an outrage.
To his former vice president, Mike Pence, who called the move a disservice to the country.
The idea that for the first time in American history, a former president would be indicted on a campaign finance issue, it just smacks of political prosecution.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The grand jury's indictment remains under seal and may not become public until the arraignment. But Trump is expected to face charges related to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election. In 2018, Trump initially denied knowing about that payment.
Well, you have to ask Michael Cohen. Michael's my attorney, and you'll have to ask Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen is now expected to be the star witness in the case against Trump. He pleaded guilty to a federal charge that the payment to Daniels amounted to a campaign finance violation. He told Congress that Trump reimbursed him via the Trump Organization and in personal checks that Trump signed himself while he was president. Inside the company, the payments were cataloged as legal expenses. It's why Loyola University law professor Lori Levinson expects prosecutors to charge Trump with falsifying business records.
And if they're done in pursuing campaign finance violations, that elevates things from a misdemeanor to a felony.
But experts note that legal theory is untested. New York state prosecutors have never pursued such a case involving a donation to a federal candidate. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina tells CBS Mornings.
It's a very troubling case because there's no crime here. The United States Attorney's Office, who has jurisdiction over federal election campaigns, turned this down.
I'm Mara Rubin outside Manhattan Criminal Court. The metal police barricades are up here. Police cruisers are lined up in front, and all NYPD officers are being deployed in uniform, ready for the protesters should they show up in force, as former President Trump asked them to.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett.
This becomes a traumatic event for the country that in no way benefits former President Trump, because that deepens a sense of national trauma about his underlying conduct. And though Republicans will rally around it, this has a long way to go on the facts, the law, and the politics. And the former president's conduct, and he's already talked about protests, implications of violence, all of that will be laid at his doorstep.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says this development has seemed to galvanize support across the GOP spectrum.
This indictment is just as likely to help Donald Trump within the Republican Party contest. And you can tell that because of the reactions of senior Republican leaders and even some of his opponents in the presidential race.
Jim Trusty represents Trump in two separate federal cases that are still very much in play, one on the Capitol attack and the other on classified documents investigators found at Mar-a-Lago.
I think what the president really hopes for more than anything else is transparency, that every American looks at this process, spots the foul,
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will be discharged from the hospital tomorrow. He's been treated in Rome for a respiratory infection. Authorities in Nashville have released recordings that tell the story of some of the terror that unfolded when a shooter entered a private Christian school, killing six people. CBS's Mark Strassman.
The first 911 calls from the Covenant School came just after 10 a.m. Monday.
Approximately how many shots have you heard?
A lot of shots.
Another caller, cowering in an art room closet, shushes students as she calls for help.
Try to stay quiet. I don't know what's going on there.
Outside Tennessee's State Capitol building, the second stage of grief. Anger. Thousands of protesters demanding new laws to limit the state's easy access to guns.
We have to put something in action. More laws in place.
FBI documents made public this week offer insight into the man who carried out the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Stephen Paddock shot and killed 60 in Las Vegas in 2017. These documents indicate Paddock snapped after losing more than $1 million in casinos, and he resented being banned at three Reno casinos. He'd been accustomed to high roller treatment. A court win in Utah for Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow. A jury found she was not at fault for a 2016 ski slope collision. The man who brought the suit, 76-year-old Terry Sanderson, knew it was an uphill fight.
You get some assumed credibility from being a famous person. Who wants to take on a celebrity? Really, no wonder I hesitated, right? It's difficult.
The jury awarded Paltrow $1, a symbolic amount she asked for in a counterclaim. A Washington State man is under arrest, accused of making more than 20 swatting calls around the U.S. and Canada, getting real emergency responses to fake reports of bombs and shootings. The FBI's Richard Colodi.
In many of the cases, the victims of these alleged crimes are children, and they're people who Mr. Garcia met online.
20-year-old Ashton Garcia faces charges that could bring a 10-year prison sentence if convicted. NATO's Secretary General said today that Finland will join the alliance in a matter of days. Turkey was the last country to give the okay yesterday. In India, 35 people died inside a well when the cover collapsed inside a Hindu temple. In the Philippines, at least 29 died when a fire raced through a ferry while it was on an overnight trip. A huge storm system will make life difficult today from the Great Lakes to Texas. The Weather Channel's Mike Bettis.
Very intense tornadoes. Midwest, Mid-South, Deep South. Also extreme winds and very large hail. It's going to feel like a very warm, humid spring day for us in many locations. The timing of these storms, really, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Some places in the northern half of the country could see freezing rain and blizzard-like conditions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A new study serves up some food for thought for people on certain medications.
Every day is sweet when we're serving you Blizzard treats.
They may well be sweet, but a study in the journal Science finds eating too many ice cream treats and too many burgers may be triggering bipolar, anxiety, and other mood disorders and inhibiting the effectiveness of treatments. Researchers at the University of Florida say foods like meat and dairy are high in glycine, an amino acid that delays signals to your brain. Eliminating them from your diet, they say, likely makes people with depression more responsive to medications. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's a busy time at the Duchess China factory in central England. Craft workers are adding gold edges to fine bone china plates and mugs to mark King Charles's May 6th coronation. They say orders have come in from all over the globe. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.